same sunny shore. I was a little kid, I didn't know what I know now. What do I know now? I know that every little blade of dune grass is trying to hold on to the shape of the land. Little girl with a green plastic bucket is crying, she can't find any glass in the sand. We were 16, smoking and talking about the future. Now every little day is slipping away, and there's something I'm trying to hold on to. Fireweed jam, oysters and soft shell clams, we'll dig for our supper. Toy boat in a sandcastle moat, and the water's running over the sides. Some kids knock it all down with a stick that they found, and it washes away with the tide. Radio's playing newscast.
Sam Sanders here, letting you know that you, right now, are listening to Dunkin's Donuts.
Listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And to kick things off, we had a song for yesterday, a song called January 8th from Women's debut self-titled album. Women started out in Calgary. In the early 2000s, and split off to the bands Viet Cong and then Preoccupations and Cindy Lee and various other artists. And yeah, I played that song part to because it was good, and it was yesterday. It was named after yesterday, and to wish my dad a happy birthday. It was his birthday yesterday. Right, on today's show, I talk to Sam and Matt, who are part of the Unreal Festival, Unreal City Festival, happening this weekend. So Unreal City is a new festival happening at the Russian Hall in Strathcona, and we're going to talk all about that. That'll be in about 15 minutes. But first, some new music. So Destroyer has announced a new album, and it's entitled Dan's Boogie, which I like. And the first single just dropped. So it's called Baloney, and it features Fiverr, Simone Schmidt from Toronto, who performs as Fiverr. So let's just get right to it. I'm feeling a little frazzled. I got to get my head in the game. I was away for a couple weeks, so get it together here, Duncan. And we'll hear some tunes, and I'll do a reset. This one goes out to my friend Chris Terrific. Love you, Chris. Here we go. Here's Baloney.
The storm has been listening. Thank you.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's YOUNGAGRAIANS.ORG. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
Butterfly, wings spread open in my my townhouse in the freezing cold. It's 3:21 a.m. and there's a homeless guy smoking drugs outside my front door again. And I hate the cops, man, I really do. But calling 911 is all I can think of in these situations. What else can I do? It stinks up the doorway to my flat, man. I have sensitive lungs. It's not safe for me to be breathing in that kind of stuff. I have asthma attacks. I have eczema. I have to call 911, even though it betrays my new punk rock identity. I called my mom first and she agreed. And who knows? Maybe they won't hurt him. Maybe they'll just call him a cop.
We just heard Japanese Breakfast from the forthcoming record entitled For Melancholy Brunettes and Sad Women. And Japanese Breakfast have announced a show in town. They're coming back to Vancouver on September 1st, 2025. We're booking September at the Orpheum. So pre-artist pre-sale is on now if you're interested. Melancholy is the password. And tickets go on sale tomorrow. Before that, we heard The Artists from their new record entitled I Love The Artists. That was their theme song, The Artists. Love a band with a theme song. Very good. Before that, we heard Yesterday's Man from their self-titled album released on New Year's Day, the latest release from the excellent Monotapes label here in town. That was the song Bullshit Town. And that is a project of Ali Lynch and Gal, you'll know from the band Dumb and TV Ugly and Nice Apple. And Ali has been in lots of bands like Midnight News and Supermoon and also TV Ugly, I think. Anyways, great that this power couple has become a power band. Very good. At the top, we heard New Destroyer Featuring Simone Schmidt. That was the song Bologna. All right. Next up, we're going to hear a song by Scarlet Fever. They're playing, they are playing at Green Auto on a bill with Avery Sloan and Whitico. And that show, I'm not stalling, I'm just speaking very slowly. That show is tomorrow, Friday, January 10th. So this is a new single from Scarlet Fever. It's called Say Anything. After that, we're going to jump into a conversation with Sam Cole, Cole, founder and creative director of the Unreal City Festival, also member of the band The Aversions, and Matt, who is in the band Worrywart, winners of Shindig 2023. And we're going to chat about this great new festival coming up this weekend. So here is Say Anything. Anything by Scarlet Fever, and then my conversation with the folks behind Unreal City. So now we're going to have a conversation with Samuel and Matt about the Unreal City Festival. So the Unreal City Festival is a new festival starting tomorrow, Friday, January 10th. And Samuel and Matt are here to talk about it. So Samuel, why don't you start us off? What's your role with Unreal City and how did it come about?
Hey, I'm the festival director and the main creator of the festival. I'm also in the band Aversions, which is performing at the festival. It's pretty straightforward story as to how it came about. I was having a beer with a good friend of mine, Jean-Michel, who's the brain master behind standards.fm, which is a local video production music magazine, online magazine. He also plays in the band Water Margin. And we were just kind of discussing, where our respective bands kind of were in the scene, how we were feeling about our place in the scene as kind of like a little bit older musicians. Just generally sort of like what sort of events go on in the city for bands sort of in our wheelhouse, kind of in the festival circuit, but not confined to that. We were just talking about all that stuff. And I think through that, we felt like there was a little bit of a hole to fill in this part of the calendar. Both of us, Jean-Michel's from Eastern Canada. I'm from here, but have participated in sort of winter festivals in other parts of the country and have really enjoyed that experience. I think we both felt that it would be cool if Vancouver had something similar to like the Winteruption festivals in Saskatoon and Edmonton, or like Big Winter Classic, although it just folded, rest in peace, in Calgary, like those kind of things. So we just sort of thought it might be fun to try and recreate some of that here.
So something to kind of clear up or cheer up a gloomy January post-holiday, something to get people excited for?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And Matt, you play in the band Worrywart, and you're one of the main bands that are playing. What got you excited about this fest and playing in Vancouver generally?
Fest specifically, I feel like when it was first floated, it was really cool to see something like Sam was talking about in January. I'm actually from Saskatoon, so seeing like the winter eruption every year in those bills, and being used to how awful the weather is and how everybody's kind of feeling down. It is a nice break, especially, you look at how busy the summer gets with festivals and just shows in general. While it is nice to have the breathing room in January, sometimes you can get a little stir crazy, and it's nice to have like a big bill like this to look forward to, and just something in January that is really positive. And yeah, it's exciting. We're really looking forward to it.
And I mean, there's a lot of different types of bands playing, but what people haven't heard Worrywart before. What can you tell them about Worrywart as a band? Winners of Shindig 2023. That's some good CITR bona fides.
Yeah, it's. I feel like, I don't know. It's always hard having the conversation of like what to look for in our music and our band, but I think the energy is the big part. I think that we all thrive and like push each other to just like have the best time possible while playing, and it's usually well received, and that's all I'm going for.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. Samuel, when you were putting together the bill, so you have just under about 14 bands playing over two nights, what were you looking for in bands? How did you go about scheduling and pulling this together?
Yeah, good question. I mentioned working with Jean-Michel through his Standards project. He's recorded some live production videos, live performance videos with a bunch of bands in the city. I think, I've been a big fan of that project of his, and also like really liked the diversity of projects that he's worked with. So an immediate jumping off point was just like, well, let's approach some of those bands that you already have a relationship with. And that provided a really good template. I don't know if, I think you guys are maybe going to record a video soon. Like he did have some relationship with you guys already. That was sort of the jumping off point. And then, the rest of it, I think there was obviously no like application process in this first year. We just wanted to kind of keep it small and tight. And we approached a number of bands that I think we thought had a good combination of, live chops, bringing a really good, live experience to the table. But also then, past that, we tried to be as representative as possible. I think there's always room to be better at that, and that's something that we would look to in the future, is to be even more inclusive. But it was kind of ad hoc this year, but the great thing was that, like, pretty much everybody we approached was down to play, so that part of it went really smoothly.
Awesome. Well, let's take a little break for a song. So, Matt, maybe you could pick a Worrywart song that you think people might like to hear. Is there a good introduction from your most recent album that would kind of give people a sense of Worrywart?
Let's go with Time Flew. I feel like that's
Time Flew. Okay.
Band favorite.
All right, here is Time Flew by Worrywart.
Now I know what you mean when you say I'm a dog on a fence with a leash chewed in two, yet wait patiently. I will sit endlessly, pushing earth into my knees. It's just me and gravity, listening as I howl at the moon. There was a time when my fingernails were long enough to keep you here a while. Think the time flew. There was a time when my fingernails were sharp enough to keep you here a while. Think the time flew. The time flew. Time for a second chance. It must have been before the fourth, the fifth. There was a sharp enough to keep you
All right, that was Ray Wart with the song Time Flew. So Samuel, like you talked a bit about the need for this festival and some of the bands that are going to be playing. What's it actually going to be like there? I know the Russian Hall is in Strathcona, has two floors. What can people expect when they come to the venue?
Yeah, so obviously we wanted to make it a little bit more exciting than just going to your regular old show in a community hall somewhere. So fortunately at Russian Hall, we do have access to that downstairs space. So we're doing it up as a little lounge space. There's going to be some DJs there, mostly vinyl DJs spinning, you know, mostly rock oriented stuff, but there is going to be like a little bit of an eclectic mix there as well. We have a food vendor on site. Rubber Rebel Barbecue is coming, and they've got some really exciting menu items planned for that for us, including vegetarian option. And we got a couple other things that are hopefully going to have like a little photo booth for people to kind of memorialize their experience there. They'll be mostly, we have a bar on site, obviously. We're excited to have kind of a mixed bag in terms of like some stuff that people can do. They can take a little break from the music action, go downstairs and chill out for a little bit and kind of cycle through. It's obviously January, so the weather's going to suck and people aren't really going to want to go outside much. So we were hoping to create a like safe and fun space inside for people to like pretty much spend the whole day there.
Awesome. Yeah, things kick off at, let's see, it's 6:45 is the first band on Friday until, I guess, around 11 or so. And then B-Bomb is on first on Saturday at 3. For more information, I very much like the URL, the web address that you were able to get, unrealcity.rocks. Very good use of that, .rocks domain. Yeah, is there anything else that people should know about Unreal City?
I think just like, you know, it's a first year festival. That all of us on the organizing committee, like we haven't actually done anything like this. We don't have any experience in event planning. So yeah. I'm hoping that some of that kind of chaotic energy like shines through and actually makes it more memorable. But We're definitely still in like the learning, growing process with this. We want to do more of it. We want to do more stuff, not just the main festival, but like throughout the year. Basically, we're just like super open to stuff. People are welcome to hit us up with feedback or questions, concerns, comments. We're trying to do this as a community growth exercise. So anything that we can learn along the way that will help with that, I think like we're really open to.
And a full festival pass is $35, very affordable in the grand scheme of things. Yeah, that's excellent. Matt, there's a lot of great bands playing. Any bands in particular that you're really stoked to see?
Always love seeing Weak Knees, a lot of friends. The House Plants too are super, super good. That's a band we've played with a couple times. I'm super excited. Call Mary too on Friday night. I haven't seen them in a long time, so I'd love to catch that. And yeah, it's stacked. Dead Soft as the headline. I once again haven't seen them in a couple of years. I feel like it's gonna be good.
Yeah, I know they've played a couple of times, but I haven't seen them in years. And it very awesome headliner there for the Saturday night. Absolutely. How about you, Samuel? What's your aversion set gonna be like?
We're actually playing like all new material. We finally got around to recording everything we've been working on over the last year or two, last fall. So we've totally overhauled the set. We're pretty much just going to be playing the record that we just recorded front to back. So we're really excited for that.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much, Samuel and Matt, for your time and for joining us here on the radio. And get on down to the Russian Hall this Saturday night. Before we go, any requests for songs that you'd like to hear from any of the bands? Anything you want to suggest that we listen to now? I don't actually know. I want to hear.
They just put out a new single, so sweet. Definitely check it on. Yeah.
All right, let's give a listen to some Weak Knees. And how about you, Samuel? Anything you want to hear after that?
There's like so many bands that are playing have like just put out new music or are about to put out new music. I'm definitely going to shout my good buddy Jean-Michel's band, Water Margin, their new song. Well, they put it out in the fall, but it's called Tiger Ward. That song rocks. Okay. I know the band Super K, I think formerly Super Crystal. I'm actually unclear as to what their names are. they just put out a record like a couple weeks ago. I don't have those song titles in front of me, but anything off that album I'm sure would be incredible because they're amazing.
Awesome. That sounds great. Okay, thank you both. And here are some Weak Knees on CITR 101.9 FM.
I dream big, but I hit the snooze. Still thinking, I could see you, but you know me. But so get started. Be good at what I do. Too late.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be swimming, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my tongue. Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues.
Write something.
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything.
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
That was Super K from their new self-titled album, and that was the song Hotel Vacation. Before that, we heard Water Margin from their from their new record entitled Gleaming Cursed. That was the song Tiger Ward. Before that, we heard Weak Knees, and in the middle there, we heard Worry Wart with Flew Through. true. And yeah, thanks again to Sam and Matt for taking time to chat with me. UnrealCity.rocks is the website. You can find ticket info there and the schedule, and it should be a grand old time down at the Russian Hall. Speaking of a grand old time, oh, we're out of time. Oh, yeah, I'm going to play this song. Here we go. Let's wrap it up. Okay, it's 1 p.m. again. thought that I had time to fit in a couple more songs, but the hour has flown by. Speaking of a grand old time, March 8th is International Women's Day, but it is also the day that Devours will be releasing his latest record, his fifth record, LP5, entitled Sports Car Era. And he's going to be doing that in grand fashion at the Rickshaw Theater in downtown Eastside on East Hastings. And he's bringing along Maneater and Piss to open up, which is a great bill. So tickets are on sale now. And I think you should scoop some up and let Jeff know that he's going to have a full house, which he so richly deserves and will get. And in the meantime, let's give a listen to the title track from the new Devours LP. So this is Devours. Records coming out in March. Go see him and two other fantastic bands on March 8th. Here we go. Thanks for listening to a pretty loose show. I'll tighten it up for next week, I promise. All right. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Coppola from Christ on Parade.